Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 384. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm drinking chocolate peanut butter beer.
Sounds good.
Delicious.
Fozzie is here.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Like having the beer or that you're here?
Both. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And Pete is here as well.
Hey.
Jeff is currently celebrating somewhere. He should be joining us.
He's in a meadow.
He's just playing
Zelda
DLC.
He may be playing Zelda DLC as well, since that was announced today. Fozzie, you haven't been on in a while.
It's probably been like a month.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Oh, God, so much. Well, we're getting, you know, kind of like really into Game of the Year award stuff, so I've been trying to polish up the resume, if you will. So I've been playing a couple of games. Let's see. I've beaten Mario Odyssey. I don't know if I completed that last time I was here.
So what'd you think overall?
I love it. It's good. It's great. It might be my favorite Mario now.
Okay.
I really enjoyed 64. I mean, but for nostalgia reasons. But, I mean, overall, Odyssey plays infinitely better. It's just a really, it's a fun game. My girlfriend beat Mario Odyssey. This is her first game she's ever beaten. Besides, she played Abzu, but, like, I mean, yeah, you could beat that game technically, but that's not really, like, a game. So, it was awesome. I was like, that's great. Like, this is a game that has challenging portions, and I've gotten close to 250 moons so I could get to that other parts of the world, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, it's cool. I've liked it a whole lot. So, it's going to be up there. It's definitely top three. I'm just trying to think what part, you know?
Right.
It's hard, because this year's going to be really difficult. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, games that maybe, like, took people by surprise, or it wasn't, like, a very, like, sequel-oriented, like, I don't know. I don't have a lot of sequels that I can think of off the top of my head. You know, I have Zelda, but I guess if you want to call that a sequel, or like Odyssey, but those are kind of like just games contained within their own. So my top three right now is PUBG, Odyssey, and Zelda. And that's in no specific order. But I got Horizon Zero Dawn. It was $20. Bucks. It was digital.
That's a good price.
That game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a game that I would have like been like, oh yeah, I'm not going to pay $60 for. But it was just like a game where it was like, okay, it's a single player experience. I want to play this game, but I just don't have time for it. So I'll just wait later on until it's cheaper. So eventually got to that point. On Black Friday, they had like, and you know, I like digital stuff. So it was $20 digital. I was like, yeah, I've got to pull the trigger. It's not going to be any cheaper. And man, that game is so much fun.
Yeah.
I love it. It's beautiful. Like, it's, let me think. It's, I'm only a few hours in, but, I mean, so far, I'm really digging it. I really wish I had a few more weeks to kind of really beat that. Been playing Assassin's Creed Origins a lot.
Yeah.
Something that, Tony and Jeff have also been playing quite a bit of.
That will definitely be my top 10 for sure. Man, like, it took forever to get to that title card. It was kind of crazy. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Why is this 3 hours in? Like, I just beat the prologue? And that was the thing that really threw me off, because, and I think Jeff made a tweet about this earlier, but, like, there's five bosses, right? You kill one before you even fucking play the game. Then you kill another one, they're like, just kill this guy, and he was just, like, hanging out in a patio space. So I'm like, is 40% of the game already done? But then it's like, oh, the prologue just finished. So before you've even hit technically what they consider the game, you've already killed two of the five people. So I don't know. Like,
spoilers,
I haven't played.
There's more than five.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. And that's what I was kind of like figuring out, because, I mean, obviously there's a lot more to do in the game. And the game, like, it's massive. Like,
it's long. It's a long game.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, is that I've just hit the second part. And it's such a beautiful game. And I think, again, like, what I think a lot of other people have been saying with this new Assassin's Creed game is that it feels a lot different. They brought some of the things that made the original ones, like, just so good. Like, I actually like the fact that everything's, like, so much more open, and it doesn't feel like buildings and stuff and like so condensed. Like, you really have to kind of go explore and like find new places, and it's and then like the pyramids are in the background when you go to, where am I? I'm at a new, I'm close to Alexandria, but not there yet. Anyways, yeah, and I think Jeff was talking about, again, our tweet earlier about how, like, it kind of feels like an RPG where, like, there's, like, a skill tree and a loot system, and I kind of like that. It kind of brings, like, a different perspective.
Pretty, like, deep skill tree, too. Like, it goes, like, three, you know, distinct branches that, like, right. have tons of shit hanging from them. Yeah, right. like... Yeah, and just that whole open world feel to it. Like, it doesn't, like, look, I have not played through an entire Assassin's Creed game, but I have tried a lot of them and stopped because I don't like how those games feel or yeah. whatever. Like, this feels way different from what I have played.
Yeah.
But it just feels like, yeah. in the spirit of what those games are, too. Like,
it's, yeah.
It's pretty.
I kind of, and I like those, like, older games anyway. Like, or not older games, but, like, games set in, like, really early times, because like I kind of already know what the future or like what the present and like London offered in like the 1700s, like with Assassin's Creed 3 or the, I don't know, what was the newest one, like Unity, like, okay, like they're buildings, I know that, but being like in ancient Egypt and like seeing all yeah. these things, like, it was really cool. Like, that's what brought me into Assassin's Creed 2 so much, and the first one. So, yeah, I mean, it hit all the right things. I really, oh god, like, the gameplay, like, it just needs, like, a total, like, revamp, and I feel bad, because, like, I don't even know what that would entail. It needs, like, just needs to be a little bit more, like, smoother.
There's things I don't 100% like about it. Like, a lot of missions are, you go into a room and it says investigate this room, and it's like
yeah.
find five objects that are glowing or whatever, right. like highlighted in the room, and it's like, that was the mission. It was like, that fucking sucked. Like,
right.
And it does yeah. it, like, it relies on those missions a lot. So it's not like all roses, but like, I'm just super impressed. I like the game at all. Like, I've never liked one of these games. This has a lot going for it, I think.
It's got a very, like, a pretty interesting story, too. So, I mean, there's definitely things that I'm really enjoying. Yeah, I mean, it feels a little easy. I don't know if just where I'm at, but I'm just like, oh, I can kill everything. I don't feel
that,
like...
that goes stuff. Away. That, okay. that feeling goes away.
Okay, well, that's good. Besides that, just a couple other games I want to just kind of keep in, or like touch up on. Wolfenstein 2. I'm more than halfway through now. I know that for sure. That's a weird game, man. I don't know. It's like I love like how like fragile they try to make BJ, but it's almost like it's really fucking like kind of a mind fuck. It's cool. I like it a lot. There's still, like, there are games, and again, I think that's another game that will be in my top 10, but there's just, like, little things I really hate that they put in that game, and, like, just minor things, like a better map, a mini map, something like that.
The pointer, it'll, like, it'll point you in a direction, it's like,
something, because
what floor you're going to.
I don't understand, like, how they didn't go through, like, some sort of, like, testing and be like, wow, can anyone offer any input on, like, And again, I don't want to sound like a guy that's like, why don't they just put a fucking mini map in? It's so easy. Like, obviously, I know that that probably would have taken some time, but like, to not patch it in, or like, and the fact that like, oh god, I just hate having to like get hit and not feel anything. It's like the worst feeling. I have to constantly be looking at my health and armor. That's why I play on the easiest setting, so I just don't have to worry about that, because the story to me is pretty interesting. I love it. Like, it's really cool. I love the alternate timeline and everything. So I'm playing it for the story, but
yeah,
it's kind of a bummer, because like, the game is really cool, but just like little things like that, and the fact that it's just like, it's like laughably hard, you know? It's
yeah,
like,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, I get it. Like, maybe I haven't played the Wolfenstein games in the past, but god damn.
No, it's harder than the last one.
I can't even like imagine someone that like does not really grasp like controllers yet. Like, it would just, it's impossible. It would be impossible. So, anyways, that, and I've been playing a lot on my Switch. Like, this thing, I love it so much. It might be my favorite console right now. There's a game called This Is the Police, which is...
Oh, Ed McMillan's game.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Yeah, so it's cool. Like, you are a, like, captain, and you have to assign your, like, daily, like, your shift, your cops, essentially, to go to certain places, and then it's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure where, like, you know, their fate is kind of just, it's decided as far as what happens. So, like, you'll send, like, one, like, rookie and one veteran to, like, a crime scene, and they can both die, they can arrest the guy, they can get, like, promoted. The story that they're trying to, like, put in that game, I'm not interested at all. Like, the gameplay is actually really, like, cool, and I love it, and it's, like, pretty exciting, because none of your guys are guaranteed to live at any time. So, especially like if you like put like your most like seasoned cop out there, it's really terrified to like lose him, because that would just hurt you so much. But, yeah. So I've been playing that. Put a couple hours in there. What else? I mean, that's pretty much it. I've just been really trying to play games that I would consider for Game of the Year, just to, you know, honestly, like, the only game probably now at this point that I haven't played that I would have liked to have played is Nier. I did play the demo. It seemed cool. Like, I don't know. It's just one of those games that kind of just slipped through the cracks. And, but of course, like, I'm a garbage boy and I bought Skyrim for Switch, so I've been playing a little bit of that too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
This is great.
It's like, again, it's all about that bedroom factor, like...
Ooh, yeah, dude.
Affordability.
It's the story of my life.
Let me just fucking... Let me just buy this for the fucking sixth time. I've always thought about, like, what is the game I have rebought the most?
Skyrim.
Skyrim has to be up there. Because I've bought it on... It came out on the 360?
360 and PS3, yeah.
Okay, Jesus. So that means definitely then I bought it again for PC. I'm pretty sure I bought it for like the
Xbox One or PS4, right? Probably. And then you just bought it for Switch.
So every subsequent, like, anything.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't even be mad anymore that they haven't made another game, because, like, I'm absolutely part of the problem.
I'm not going to lie, if they were like, next year, and we are releasing Skyrim on the phone, I would probably buy it.
Exactly. Because it's like, you know, you just, it is a good game, and it's like, it's a game where you're going to get like 100 hours in, and the thing is that, like, oh, I haven't been a thief yet, like, I'll just do it with this playthrough. Like, I mean, there's just an infinite amount of ways you can play it, so, even though... I could just play it on what I bought it on originally, but that's stupid.
Now you can cosplay as Link.
Yeah, and it looks really fucking bad, too. Like,
yeah.
It looks so tacky.
So shitty.
So, yeah. Oh. So, yeah, a few games. So, definitely just trying to Get the nice stuff. Yeah.
I played, I don't know how much of the Destiny 2 expansion. Played it for about an hour plus. About four missions in. Curse of Osiris. Voice acting is terrible. It's weird because the new area is Mercury. But half of it does not, like, at least the half of I played so far, half of what I played does not take place on Mercury. So I think two of the four missions that I played have been there.
Are the expansions free or are you have to pay?
No, they're not free. After, I thought I hadn't bought it yet, but evidently I did because I went to go buy it on Tuesday and was like, you can just install it. It's like, okay. And then I like looked at Manage Game and I also have the second expansion.
Oh, so you bought the season pass.
Yeah, evidently I bought like the expensive version of the game. I just forgot about it. Whatever, I have them both now. So, visually, game looks good. There's a new. This kind of follows Akora, so they've cut out a Nathan Fillion's hunter guy. So this is more the warlock. I think it's a Gina Torres.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like your mentor for all this. And there is this guy, Osiris, who is he's either a Titan or a warlock, but he was thrown out of the Vanguard. He has a ghost that looks pretty cool. I've forgotten her name. She has a name, not just ghost.
It starts with an S, right? It's like Sonora or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. I keep wanting to call her Sangria, but that would not be it.
That would have been pretty good if it was.
Right. and she kind of melds with your ghost, and so you don't have your little robot ghost voice for most of it. She is kind of talking to you. I don't know. The voice acting is terrible. The writing is really bad, which is weird because I actually kind of liked what they did with Destiny 2 and you know, the story in Taken King and Rise of Iron, like they were getting better at it, and this is just complete throwaway bullshit. But visually, like the Egyptian kind of iconography that they're using is cool. But you're still fighting the Vex, so more robot guys. Like they need to. You're now on. This is like the 1, 2, 3. This is like the fourth year, I guess, of Destiny, right? Or third year of Destiny. First year of Destiny 2, but you're still only fighting like the same four or five enemies. Like they need to boost that a bit. They need to come up with something new. It's getting a little bit old. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend going out and getting it just yet.
Oh god.
Like I like it, but I wouldn't, like, if you're not like, oh, I need to get back in and play Destiny, I would not be like, jump on this. There are other games to play. Yeah. Can't give it a big glowing endorsement. I haven't played the multiplayer yet, so maybe some of those maps will be cool. They've done some shitty things, though, if you don't have the expansion.
They've done a lot of shitty things.
Well, yes, but specifically with the expansion, like, they are locking people out of old content. Because they've upped the level cap and the max power level. So endgame content that you would have been able to do, and it's more like the prestige events, so like the extra hard events, but they have now been boosted up, so you can't even start them if you don't have the expansion because you need to be a certain power level, and you can't get that with Destiny 2, like, base game. So that's shitty. They've done a bunch of other shitty things, too. Like, the experience thing, and I don't know if you guys heard about that, where they were public events, if you were grinding them.
Yeah.
They would show you that you're getting, like, let's say 500 experience points, but they were progressively cutting the actual amount that you were getting, so you weren't getting as much. And that stuff all leads to the cosmetic loot boxes that you can buy with real money, so it seemed pretty shitty there. Destiny 2 is a really good game, but it has some pretty shitty things going on in it. So.
Yeah, I had a friend who'd bought the game and the season pass, but actually disputed the charge on his credit card and had it removed from his account because they did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, interesting.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's good. I beat Nier.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't like playing Nier.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I liked playing the first playthrough, or first act, whatever you want to call it, get to ending A. And then I was having fun through ending the second playthrough, ending B, up till about halfway, but then it was getting really samey.
Yeah.
And then I got to Act 3, and there's a sequence that might be the worst sequence I've played all year.
You were talking about that, and I was trying to figure out when that was. And is it the very beginning when you're hacked?
So you are at the beginning of Act 3. You're playing as 9S, and then it jumps back to 2B as you're doing like some support stuff, and then you're going to help this one group over in the far corner by where, I don't know, it's like under the bridge somewhere, and all of a sudden, like, all of the units get infected with a virus, and then you have to play as 9S and kind of protect the group, and like fight off all these enemies that are coming in. Basically it's just you need to outlast them because they're not actually attacking 2B and the other androids. But during that time, now up until then, there's not really been status effects the entire game, and all of a sudden you are hit with visual status effects, control status effects, there's like a bunch of bullshit that goes on. Like, you can't jump, you can't attack close range, sometimes you can't attack long range, sometimes you can't see.
Sounds great.
And the game does not prepare you for that at all. And there was like, it basically ends up you're just running in a circle, firing with your pod, which is your long range weapon, as the robots follow you behind. Like, if you get too close, like, you get caught up in their status bubble, which can hit you with multiple status effects. And my screen would go gray, and then it would go green, and then it would go red, and I couldn't see shit. And I'm trying to jump away. And if you go too far away, your pod is like, you're going too far away. Please return to the battle. I hated that. Like, hated. It was terrible. Story-wise, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's anime bullshit, but it's fun anime bullshit. And I'm glad I finished it, but...
But you're also glad you finished it.
Yeah.
Did you get all the last endings?
I did A2's ending. I did not go back and do 9S's ending.
Okay.
And then I know there's an ending E.
Yeah.
Which I did not get because I missed something evidently during the credits.
No. So you need to do both endings.
Okay.
And then, yeah. I mean, I used a guide just real quick, but yeah, you do need to do both endings. But if you just reload your save, you can reload.
Yeah, like I now have the chapter select, so.
Yeah. Because like that ending E is like that's sort of like the big kicker that everyone was talking about. Like it sort of caps the game off.
Maybe I'll check that out. Just like, all right, this is pretty cool, I guess. Like it was all right. I kind of saw where, you know, A2 stuff was going. There was a reason I chose A2 because 9S becomes a complete asshole.
Baby.
Yeah, I hated him by the end of it.
Yep.
So, so that's near. And anybody else play anything new? Or not new?
Or old?
Before we move on to the Game Awards, which just ended.
Ooh.
No? No? All right. So, Pete, why don't you run us through the Game Awards? I don't have a list up here.
Right, do we care about who won what, or do we just want to talk about the announcements?
Yes.
All right.
I don't think we really care who won.
I mean, the big award was
Game of the Year.
That went to
not my Game of the Year.
Zelda Breath of the Wild. So not Fozzie's Game of the Year.
Or mine.
I haven't decided on my Game of the Year yet.
Okay. So
yeah, I don't even have a Game of the Year either. So.
But there were some announcements.
Yeah. So, let's see. Campo Santo announced their new game.
Okay, that's the guys that did Firewatch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called In the Valley of the Gods, which is okay, I clicked on that. It takes place in 1920s Egypt.
I like the setting.
You play as Rashida, disgraced former explorer and filmmaker, given one last shot at the adventurous life you desperately miss. And then, yeah, there's a trailer out there. You have a partner, so there's like actual 3D character models in this game. The trailer I liked quite a bit. It's 2.5 minutes. It gives you a good sense of what they're going for. It still says it's not coming out for 2 years or a year, depending. It's 2019, but 2017 is about to be over, so it could launch early 2019.
Right, but we're looking for, you know, you're looking to 12 months to 18 months probably at the very least.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I didn't really like Firewatch, but I still respect like the Campo Santo guys quite a bit, so I'm willing to give this a shot.
This is I believe Jeff said that this is Tomb Raider and Assassin's Creed without any gameplay.
Which, I mean, to me sounds perfect because I hated playing Assassin's Creed games. So.
What game was this? I didn't see it.
Yeah, you were talking about it. We were talking about it on Twitter.
What game?
In the Valley of Gods.
Yeah, you were talking about how you don't like games that are announced, quote-unquote, too early. And
you're damn right I don't.
I agree with that because, you know, what was it? 3 years ago we had... what was it? 3 years ago? 4 years ago where they announced No Man's Sky. And that took forever to come out and then came out and wasn't what they had sold it as.
Nope. How many years has it been since they announced Final Fantasy VII's remake?
Two now? Two? Yeah.
You don't even think about games at that point. Like, there's no way to be that hyped for that long. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy VII at least has the benefit of like nostalgia behind it, so
I guess okay. And also, I'm going to ask a legit question here: is that okay? Like, this is kind of an indie-ish title, right? So, is the benefit for a lot of indie titles is to get you hyped up, right? Like Cuphead and No Man's Sky. Like, you want to get them hyped, but what is that sweet spot? You know, because No Man's Sky, I remember it come out. I was like, oh my god, this is going to be incredible. Then as it kept going, you know, because then people start to demand more. It's not a surprise anymore. You have everyone hyped up, so to keep that hype going, you need to keep giving people tidbits. But then they'd be like, oh, you can do all this. And then you're like, wait, but what are you doing in this game? And you're like, here's some more gameplay footage. But you're still not answering what you're doing in the game.
Yeah, it's like, and how much of this can you reveal
without giving too much? So like,
story-based game.
In my opinion, like, I'd say even like 6 months, like for an indie game, because honestly, if it's going to be like $40 or something, or even if it's $60, I mean, that is plenty of time to be like, okay, like, I'm excited for this game. It's coming out soon. That's awesome. Because, like, I'm not going to keep that same amount of hype for 2 years. Like, 2019, they don't say when. Again, it could be delayed till 2020. Like,
yeah, I think I was muted before. I'm sorry. I was kind of echoing what you guys were saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's too far out for like a little narrative game like that. That's going to be like a couple hours for me to be like, yeah, like
I'm not going to like mark this on calendar. Like, oh my god,
I mean, the Valley of God. I kind of did that with Firewatch, which took a couple years, and it was cool. Like when it came out, but it wasn't like worth like losing sleep over or anything. You know?
Yeah. And it was funny because, like, even Giant Bomb had, like, a whole skit that was, like, what is Firewatch? Like, that was their whole thing because these indie games, like, part of the intrigue is just that. Like, they need to be intriguing. And, like, sometimes indie games are best when they just kind of sneak up on you. Like, Rocket League has, like, cut a whole, like, piece of the video game market. And no one had heard of it. The only genius thing they did was they released it free so that they could get people in for that couple months or whatever it was on PlayStation. So I don't know. Like, it's kind of a, for something like this, like a few months out, I feel like would have a much greater effect.
We'll see. I'm not like holding my breath for it at this point. I like the idea behind it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the setting sounds cool, but yeah, I'm not going to be like, all right, well, yeah, like Fozzie said, I'm not marking it down on my calendar right now. Like,
yeah, Nintendo showed the Zelda DLC and then released the Zelda DLC. So the Champion's Ballad is out now if you have the season pass.
That also has a Zelda motorcycle, Jeff? Is that the
Yeah. Okay. That you can only get after beating the DLC.
It's kind of disappointing. I was like hoping it would be like throughout the whole thing, right?
Yeah, just give me a Zelda motorcycle and I can just, you know, drive everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, new shrines. And then go further into the story, the four champions from Breath of the Wild.
It looks like it was telling the story from the past, maybe like from 100 years earlier when everyone got their asses kicked. Which, like, that sounds cool. And
yes, like, I muted Tony by accident. How do I unmute him? Can he talk?
See, I swear I was muted, dude. I was like talking, and then I looked at my screen. I'm like,
Tony, hello. I think I muted him.
Yeah, he's muted.
No, he muted himself.
I muted him.
I did not mute myself. Like, why are they not listening to me? What is happening here? I feel disrespected.
That was
hilarious.
My bad.
They announced Soul Calibur 6.
I thought that was pretty cool. I think that was one of the cooler announcements, actually.
What's that? What they announced that for?
PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Okay.
So, yeah, says it'll be out next year. I mean, it only had two characters, Mitsuri and Sophidia, so not really sure what else they're doing. I'm curious what, like, weird guest characters they'll have, because they always get real stupid with that stuff.
They need a fucking Switch version with fucking Link, bro.
They did that already.
I know, but do it again.
Nah. Switch can't handle the power.
It can't do a fighting game. I don't believe that. Fuck that. I would buy it on Switch.
It can do Unreal Engine 4. Maybe not at that resolution. But...
Can it?
Yeah, it does Unreal 4.
Bayonetta 1 and 2 are coming out in February next year for Switch. Bayonetta 2 is on the cart, and Bayonetta 1 is a download.
So, just like Bayonetta 2 on the Wii U?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they announced Bayonetta 3, which was cool, but that's obviously...
ways off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't give a year even, did they? It was just like Bayonetta 3.
Yeah, but my assumption would be if they're bringing Bayonetta 1 and 2 out next year, that 2019 would be a perfect year to follow up with 3.
Yeah.
But it's good. I'm at least, like, pleased to see that that this is a franchise that they still want to support, because Bayonetta 2 on the Switch actually like really intrigues me, is like another reason for me to get a Switch, because I have a Wii U, but like it's mostly for my little siblings and stuff. Like, I'm not gonna play Bayonetta on that.
Dude, I think that was my number two game the year that came out, and I am not like a fan of that type of genre.
Oh no,
it blew me away.
I have no doubt. They announced like kind of weirdly, like adjacent to the Game Awards. Like, it wasn't like set up as a reveal. They just played an ad, and then at the end of it, it had a release date. But Sea of Thieves is coming out in March next year.
Yeah, March 20th.
Yeah.
And finally,
you can pre-order it now on Xbox Live or a PC, and evidently if you do, I guess you'll get into the beta.
But it was just like a Sea of Thieves commercial, it was playing during the point where you would have gone up to go to the bathroom, and
which was most of the show.
And stuff. They announced some other stuff, this thing called Witchfire, which looks like some weird first-person shooter from the people who developed Vanishing of Ethan Carter. There was another Death Stranding trailer.
Yeah, that was weird.
Sure, they're all weird.
Oh boy. Like, extra had some weird hot takes on that.
Done some weird.
I don't get why, like, whatever. I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I just, every time everyone's like, oh my god, it was amazing. I was like, no, it wasn't. It was just like a weird trailer that showed you nothing, like just cutscenes, basically. I don't get it. Whatever.
So you're saying like you don't necessarily like you're not dismissing the game, but you're just not understanding the hype for it, correct?
I mean, I get that. Yeah, it's Kojima, but then like I just don't get that either. I'm like, okay, like I thought Metal Gear Solid 5 was cool, but like I just don't get the whole thing with this dude. Like, I guess understand.
For me, like, it's kind of like trusting the process. Like, when you saw like the Phantom Pain stuff and what he was coming out with, like, it was kind of insane. But then it kind of like kind of made sense, sort of like that whale like part where it was like flying in the air, like all that. Like, I don't know. It just, I get it. It's his like brand of weird and everything, but eventually, hopefully, it will make some sort of like remblance of sense. So, someone's saying that like they're in Mars, so maybe like they finally make it to Mars and they're trying to like colonize, and they come up with like crazy ass people, you know, or not crazy ass people. Sorry, like machines or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, it. That's what Kojima, at least for what it's worth, like, that will keep you going for 2 years, because it's like, what the fuck did I just see, you know? Like, right. And then people will dissect it for like hours and be like, okay, did you see that tag that, you know, Norman Reedus was wearing? Like, what were those numbers? What did they represent? Like, people are going to go on and on with that bullshit.
Right, and that's what I was saying on Twitter, is like, people enjoy like the puzzles that he gives them in like these trailers and stuff like that. And, you know, yeah, sure, the game industry will, like, you know, like, the last trailer was last year, right? And then, you know, it went away and stuff, you know, and he gives these little bits and pieces each year. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think we have, like, he announced this, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like we've known kind of, like, a little bit about it over the last 2 years. Like, it's was weird, then it was still weird, and now it's still weird, but
yeah,
like, you're getting a little bit more each time. Like, I mean,
kind and I agree with Peter, is that, like, you know, if you don't want to play it, if it's not your cup of tea, it's not your cup of tea, but like, at least it's going to be something that looks somewhat original. Like, it looks like something we haven't played before, and that's what, like, you know, that's what drives mediums of entertainment, like having.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we could say we've never played it before, because we don't know what any of the games
are. For sure. No, I get that.
But like, yeah, it's definitely going to be like original in the sense of like story, and like his shit always is. So
right, and like, you know, like that's like pretty close to like almost like photorealistic graphics. I mean, you know, the characters look insanely good. So it's I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
and there's a weird baby in Norman Reedus' stomach.
Right.
I just think on that, like,
yeah, it's crazy.
No, I'm sorry. I was gonna say, just beyond that, I just think it like took too long. Like it was. Just,
it was
like,
a long trailer.
It felt like it was like 15 minutes. I'm
You're
sure.
You're right.
It was, like,
yeah,
six
and
minutes.
It was like five.
Yeah,
I lied. It was 8 minutes.
You're right.
It felt really long.
I was hoping for like some sort of like gameplay to go with it, like just
a little
kind
bit
of anything.
Something.
Like it was intense, but you're right. Like it's just. What is the point?
Right, but like the other thing is like he'll just show shit when he wants to show shit. Like, yeah, I think you know, like I wish I had taken more notice about like when they were doing Metal Gear Solid 4, or even Metal, because like remember they announced Metal Gear Solid 4, and then didn't he had to did it get delayed 2 years? Or he announced it in 2008, and or it came out in 2008. I can't remember. There was a big thing where like. He was like, oh, yeah, we thought it was going to come out this, but that, but now we don't have a release date. And it was another 2 years before he said something. And, you know, even with 5, like, if you look at all of the trailers for Metal Gear Solid 5, like, none of them are really gameplay focused. Like, that's just not how he markets his games.
Yeah, but there's also something along the lines of, like, you know, when he's marketing Metal Gear, you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, like, you know, he didn't do videos that necessarily highlighted the vast open world of...
That's, yeah, well, especially and, 5, like,
yeah.
In fact, like...
The mother base stuff, you know, like, and that was 5, all, like...
This is weird, like...
Right, like, that's all, like, up to the press and stuff, like, when they get their hands on this stuff, you know, he sort of lets them take care of that and stuff, and it seems like Sony is content to sort of let them, let them do what they're doing, and
yeah, well, we'll certainly see. I mean,
I kind of wish that like there were more people on his level that were allowed to do their thing and like just be chill, you know, like not have to constantly rush it to market and stuff. You know, maybe Ken Levine is one of those people, but you know, Ken Levine hasn't done anything in what 5 years now.
Well, he's working on something for Ubisoft.
Oh, he is? That's where he is? I thought he was still with 2K.
Oh, with 2K. 2K, yeah. That's, whoever he's working for, he is working on... He has a small team, and they're working on something. Okay. Who knows what that is, but...
Right, I mean, it's an immersive sim, like just like all of his other games and stuff, but...
Yeah, I mean, that just also comes, like, Kojima's games get crazy off budget, and...
Sure.
Most businesses don't want to run things like that.
No, for sure. But, you know, like, my assumption with the last bunch of Metal Gear games, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but, like, they always sold well enough for Konami at the time to be like, give us another one. Like, I can't imagine he would have made 5 of those things if they were constantly beyond... budgetary constraints, you know, or sure. Like, or if they didn't make back their money and then some for the company, you know, up until, you know, Konami decided they didn't like video games anymore.
So we will see.
Let's see.
There's a lot of things.
There were, Kotaku like doesn't have a whole list. This is kind of frustrating.
What was this Dreams thing? Because we haven't seen anything from that in like 2 years.
Yeah, dude, I mean,
it was Little Big Planet.
But yeah, it's like with a new aesthetic and like with a far greater
tool
like,
set,
logic
probably.
Engine and stuff. It's basically like an engine, it looks like.
Okay.
Kind of in the same way that Little Big Planet was. Which is, you know, is what Media Molecule does. They make creation tool sets, basically.
Right.
So yeah, I guess they're showing more of it tomorrow. There are rumors going around that the beta will go live tomorrow after the PSX presentation.
That's cool.
But those are rumors. No, I don't know for sure. They showed some more footage of Metro Exodus. Let's see what else.
There was a train.
There was a train. Trains are big in Metro.
I like trains.
Um,
this train was moving, though.
It was. Let's see. Fortnite announced a 50v50 mode, which looked like a siege mode, which looked like surprisingly interesting. Where, like, I guess you construct your own tower. You're like, you work together to construct a giant tower and then besiege the other team's tower. And that's live now.
Yeah, it's available now. I could go play that, I guess.
You could. Let's see. It's been, there were a lot of little things that I'm trying to remember.
No, I was just going to say, they spent a lot of time in the show, like, it was mostly, like, advertisements for shit to come. Like, it was, and there was a surprising amount of announcements. I just wish there was more time spent on the awards. Like, there were times when he came out, he's just like, and the winner of best RPG is this, and the winner of best strategy game is this, and I'm like, why don't you give these guys the awards on stage? Like, RPG is a huge category. Yeah, like,
that annoys me too.
What the fuck are you doing?
What won for best RPG?
What was
Persona
it?
5? Was that?
I think that so.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, I mean,
best strategy game was Mario and Rabbids, and like, I would like to see them accept that. You know, like,
It was Persona 5
game by far. Wow, what a
What were the other nominees for best strategy? Do you guys know?
Hold on.
I know Total War Warhammer 2 is on that list.
Are you saying you don't agree with that, Tony?
I don't agree with it at all. No. I think as a strategy game, Mario and Rabbids lack significant depth that normally games in that genre have.
Oh, there's no way to show.
See, I wouldn't know, but like, I think that game is amazing.
I mean, I think it's fine. There's an expansion for XCOM 2 that I have no doubt is way better.
Oh yeah, War of the Chosen. And I think like at some point, if he wants to do both, like they just need to pare down the amount of awards, like, and just condense shit. But anyways, yeah.
THQ Nordic like reveal a game that's coming out next week.
Yes, no, it's getting early access next week.
Okay, because I was like sitting there like, and this is out on the 14th, and I was like, what?
Yes. Okay. So yeah,
how did this not get announced?
I don't remember what it's called.
I just pulled it up. It's called Fade to Silence.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's like some survival, like against the elements kind of game, similar to like The Lone Dark, I guess.
Yeah, but with like aliens and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked weird, and I was like, I don't care about this.
Let's see. Players will attempt to survive in a frozen wasteland while establishing a refuge for survival, while also fighting Eldritch Horrors, according to the game's description.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know. There was like dog sledding, and
yeah, there were dogs. That was my takeaway. Let's see here. They showed the desert map for PUBG.
That looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't played PUBG yet, but that desert map looked pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, and as everyone assumed, they
4 days, Fozzie.
They dropped the like if you play the test server, if you're on the test server, you can play the desert map on PC.
Yeah, but I'm not going to buy it on PC.
No, I know. I'm saying that. That was part of the announcement. And then like
it'll be live in a few hours.
It'll be live. It's at 12 p.m. EST, or 12 a.m. EST.
Like two and a half hours.
Yes, I guess. Think
so. Yeah. Fozzie, what time is it?
9:30.
There you go. 2.5 hours. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and then you know Xbox One on December 12th, and then the 1.0 will be December 20th on PC.
There you go.
Which guys told me on that game tonight. I'm probably gonna buy it.
It looks pretty cool, right? Like,
yeah,
it's so good.
I'm gonna buy it. It's out in 4 days on Xbox. So
how much is it?
$30.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely buying it though.
Yeah, it's like $30 for a multiplayer game. I can get behind that.
Yeah,
I'll take the risk.
That's what multiplayer games should be priced at.
Yeah. So that and then they said the desert map will hit Xbox in early 2018.
Early next year. Yeah.
Yeah. And my assumption is that the 1.0 is supposed to have the desert map. And the vaulting and stuff.
They kind of said that there will be more maps.
Oh yeah.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this second, like, they plan on doing as many maps as they can, you know, and they'll just run playlists, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how long this one took them to make. I don't know when they started on it, but.
I don't know. I had like the refinery and the factory space, and like they were big and.
Oh yeah, it's huge. I mean, yesterday they put out the mini map, so you can see the entire map, like basically all of the different sections and areas and how, you know, what they have, sort of like the landscape, which looks super cool. I'm excited to get in there and try it. And each map will have their own like unique vehicles and weapons. So there is crossover between them, but like there are two, so far there are two shotguns and two vehicles in the desert map that are not in the island map.
The first map.
Yeah. And I assume, you know, there are vehicles that are in the island map and weapons in there that will not be in.
Yeah. Tony, are you picking that up next week?
I believe I will be.
Cool.
Man, you guys can squad up then. Do three players.
Yeah.
That was every man for himself.
Wait, there's also squads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Squad up, homie.
So saying, well, actually, if Ozzy gets it all four, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you the ropes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I need those ropes.
All right, and then we're going to talk about this dude who took, like, a fuck ton of coke and then...
I love that guy. I'm sorry. I know he's an asshole, but... Like...
Oh, no, he was fine. I just think that, like, this... Like, I don't think Jeff was prepared, and he was just... He realized for a brief moment he got a flash of what hell looked like, and he was terrified. Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
So what was this? I didn't catch this. Please.
Okay, so the dude... you remember the game A Way Out? It's the guys who made Brother.
Yes, this is the Prison Break game.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy, Joseph Ferris, I guess. He got up, Jeff had him up on the like the mini stage and stuff, and he was like, all right, well, let's talk about, you know, A Way Out and stuff like that, right? And this dude, I assume had taken a lot of drugs. Because he seemed out of his mind in a very special, people were comparing him to Tommy Wiseau. I think he was just like. I think his outbursts were perhaps a little more violent.
I think he was just drinking and like maybe a little cocaine. That's my diagnosis.
Right. That's just expert opinion.
Yeah,
this is the fuck the Oscars guy.
Yeah,
I missed
like,
all. Woo!
So he like gets up there and he's like, "Oh man, you know I love video games. I love being here. Like it's super like energizing to be around all these industry people and stuff." And Jeff's like, "All right, yeah, that's cool, right?" You know, and he goes. Because, and you know what? You know, like, the Oscars should go fuck themselves. Because this is where it's at. And I, you know, they're not on televisions, but I think he caught Jeff off guard.
No, they did have some cursing in some of their trailers, but I'm sure you're not expecting that, like,
yeah,
when you're interviewing somebody on stage.
And then what Jeff was trying to get him to say was, like, that they, part of the announcement was that if one person buys the game, then someone who you're friends with can download a free trial, kind of like how the old 3DS games used to work for Mario Kart. Like one person buys it, but
eight
people can play. So sort of that thing. And then he just went on this weird rant about, about EA and loot boxes and stuff.
EA is
publishing his game.
EA's been very good to me though, and they're giving me the money and like whatever, guys. And he's like, he would turn around and like start trying to play to the crowd and shit. I was just like, this guy is fucking great.
I mean, it was the only thing
that happened that night. Like it was fantastic.
I mean, it was legitimately funny. And then, like, he keeps trying, like, Jeff keeps trying to direct him to talk about the game so that way they can cut to the trailer. He almost starts the trailer.
He goes, we could come back after the trailer to start, like, talking more, right? And Jeff's like, no.
This is it, buddy. And he's like,
oh,
man, you know, he's like, I have time, right? And Jeff's like, I mean, kind of, he goes, but, you know, like, we got it. Like, we can't take up everybody's time. And so, it was so good.
It was very good.
Chris, I'll drop the link here in the chat so that way when this show's over,
I need to check this out.
It's funny. He's really funny.
Yeah, and then it just, my favorite part is when it ends, where he's just like, let's look at the trailer, we could talk after. And Jeff Keighley's just like, no, we can't.
Exactly.
No, we can't. Yeah, so that wasn't, I mean, like, yeah, he tried to get him to announce stuff, and he kind of did, and then they showed a trailer, and the game looks fine, like, whatever, but that would
happen.
I like
the idea of it.
Also, what was, like, kind of awkward, like, I feel like he kind of blindsided Jeff, like, going back to the Fortnite thing, he tried asking the guy about crossplay, and was like, he's like, hey, he's like, there was a small period there where like everyone could play with each other and stuff, you know, like what's up with that? And I don't think the guy was necessarily prepared for that question, because he got super awkward on stage and was like, we want to, but we can't because they won't let us, and oh god, Jeff, why'd you make me say this out loud? And
right, it's like, Jeff. I mean,
sorry,
it's very obvious, like it's very public that Sony is the one blocking it this time around, and they're also the platform leader for consoles, so like you don't want to anger them,
like, right?
By calling them out, like that was kind of shitty on Keighley's part to put this poor guy like.
Well, no, because then it forces him to put Sony on blast, which I think is what he was trying to get him to do. Like, I mean, he doesn't need to, like, what does he care, right? Like, he just, like, you know, it brings sort of a louder voice, I guess, to it. Like, hey, you know, like, yeah, Sony is the one who's preventing the shit, and it's stupid that Sony's preventing it, right? Because even, they even did Rocket League, right? They re-announced, like, the Nintendo stuff. And at the end of the trailer, it says it can do crossplay between Xbox and PC and Nintendo. You know, and it's like, come on, guys. I mean, yeah, you can do PC to Xbox or PC to PlayStation, just like you can with Street Fighter. But
yeah, but now like Nintendo's on board with it too. So now it really seems like it seems really bad on Sony's side.
Yeah, it's dumb. They teased. But I mean, tease. I mean, the most literal tease of about maybe 5 seconds of whatever From Software is working on.
Yeah, dude, that was
this what you were yelling about, Jeff, on Twitter?
Yeah, well, among several things, but yes,
it was. Yeah, I yelled about everything, but
I saw him saying something. You can't tease like that.
First of all, the shot, it was like you can't even tell what it is. It's like a weapon or something. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. What was it?
I think it was like a torture machine.
Yes, I'm guessing Bloodborne 2, maybe? I have no fucking idea, but
that's
that was it.
And so that probably shows this weekend.
It says Shadows Die Twice, which I don't know what that refers to, and then it just said From Software. And everyone got a huge boner, and I'm part of that, but whatever it is, boner. Can't wait.
The unifying boner, the Voltron of boner.
I am, I don't know if This has nothing to do with the Game Awards, but it does kind of apply to From Software. I don't know if you guys have heard the rumor about a Bandai Namco. They're having some sort of event next Friday.
Yeah.
And rumor is that they might be announcing a Dark Souls trilogy remaster or something for the Switch. Mm-hmm.
For the Switch,
yeah.
Man, why not?
I'm hoping that they announce, because the first time I heard this rumor, Xeno Saga trilogy was a part of it. So I'm hoping that actually is a true piece, and that gets a remaster.
If they did that for the Switch, I would buy it.
Absolutely. Oh, we know.
If they did that for like Xbox, I'd probably rebuy it. So
yeah, I mean, if you could get like a better looking, better running version of Dark Souls, you would definitely get it, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, absolutely. The only reason I would do that is because then I would have the first game on like modern consoles. Because the other two, I can already play on PS4.
Right, Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 3 are there.
But Yeah,
the
first one
was free on Xbox for a while. Like I got some free somehow. Yeah.
The PSX presentation's at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Eastern time?
That's late.
Yeah, because it says the exclusive presentation in the evening of December 8th, starting at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So.
I guess I'll catch all that news in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
No whippersnapper.
Is there anything?
So, I feel like I'm forgetting something, but like...
Yes. Get the fuck out.
Oh, that's a fucking title. Oh my god.
Wait, that game called Get the Fuck Out?
That game...
GTFO.
That game looked so cool. And then that title came up, and I was like, I don't know what this fucking means. This is the dumbest, like, gamer shit I have heard in a long time.
It's by, it's a studio called Ten Chambers Collective. They're,
it's the Payday dudes.
New studio, but yeah, they're it's the designer of Payday and Payday 2.
Payday
co-op,
is like...
Multiple, I guess kind of like Left 4 Dead, right? Like,
well, but even, like, more horror-based. It almost looked like SCP-like stuff, but with four players, and it looked like it actually looked kind of scary and kind of interesting and cool. I liked how the UI looked and stuff. And then, like, then this title like comes up, and I almost was like, now I no longer have any interest at all.
The name is terrible, but the game did look cool, like visually, like it looked very good. So, I don't think they said what it's probably PC, but I don't think they said it where else it's coming to.
Yeah,
But that trailer was really good, but that title is terrible.
That title needs to change. That, like, if they said that was a code name, then that would be fine, and like then they would announce something better. But Jesus.
Yep.
Easy.
I guess that's the Tomb Raider people put out a statement today, just saying like, hey. We're making a new Tomb Raider game. We'll talk about it next year, but just so you know.
But we knew.
Right.
Like, everyone's known.
So, yeah.
Shorter period between announcement and release. Oh, that's nice. So maybe we'll get a new new Tomb Raider next year.
Yeah, I mean, next year seems like the time, because I don't really know what else Square has, so...
It'd be nice to get one that's not exactly like the previous game.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's... I guess that's it. I mean, over the past week, there hasn't been a whole lot of news, so... It's been...
No, Ryan Reynolds is going to play Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, they've been really ramping up on that.
Fuck everything. Should've been Danny DeVito. God damn it!
Yeah, and then PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is out on Xbox One on the 12th. I think Okami Remastered again is out on the 12th.
Oh, yeah, for modern consoles. Which is cool, because I never played it when it came out.
What game?
Okami.
Okami.
Oh, yeah.
Remastered.
I always wanted to play that
second
too.
Time.
Shit.
It's like such a slow build up, though. Like, it's like.
It's pretty.
Fun. It's a long game, dude. It's like really long. Anyways,
yeah, I'm checking real quick, making sure there's nothing big that we missed, because a week is like 5 years in 2017, so I forget things.
Don't shoot in games.
Longest year ever.
What is this Save Player One thing from the Game Awards?
Oh, that was fucking hilarious. So Bethesda basically, like, they had this, like, skit with, oh my god, Linda Carter, where they basically just outline, hey, you dipshits, you're out there complaining about how nobody makes single-player games. Well, guess what? We make a fuck ton of single-player games, but none of you assholes buy them. So if you want them, please go buy them. You know.
I think I was like in the other room and I kind of heard of that. I didn't realize that's what they were doing. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was basically just this whole thing where she was like, man, it really sucks if there were no single player games, right? Well, it just so happens that Bethesda's a company that makes tons of single player games. And it was like, here's Doom and Dishonored and Prey and Wolfenstein and Skyrim and stuff. And they were like, you know, It'd be cool if you guys bought them, so that way we can keep making more of them.
Well, yeah. To be fair, people did buy Doom. They did buy Skyrim.
Yes.
They did buy Fallout. They didn't buy Prey. Mario, they didn't buy Wolfenstein.
And they didn't buy Dishonored.
And they didn't buy Dishonored. And I guess they didn't buy The Evil Within 2 either, but...
Yeah.
Because that game sucks.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have 2 weeks before our game of the year deliberations. So, so next year will next week will be our last kind of catch up.
Hey, you bring the cocaine.
If you can find it, I'll bring it.
I live in Seattle. It's not allowed here. You live in the dirty Chicago. Okay, continue. So sorry.
One day.
So, next week is our last week to kind of talk about what we're catching up on.
Yeah. Oh, I there is one big thing that we did miss. If I don't know how many people care about Mega Man, but they announced a new Mega Man game.
Mega Man
announced Mega Man 11
with a new art style that looks like Mighty Number 9.
It looks like Mighty Number 9's concept art, which I think is hilarious.
They also announced all the X titles are coming to consoles.
I love that.
Yeah, will be coming to Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC in the summer of 2018.
But they did not say how they're coming. So
yeah, people think they'll just be piecemeal, and you'll have to spend $5 to $10 on each of them.
That's gonna be annoying. I just give them to me in a collection.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so we'll be back next week with a final look at what we're catching up on.
And the last bit of news from PSX, if anything happens.
Maybe a first impression from Jeff, myself, and Tony on PUBG.
Yes.
If all three of you get it, I will get it as well. So let me know if that happens.
I'm probably going to get it. I want to try it out.
And then you'll all see the light.
Not guarantee I'll play it.
You're gonna buy it, but not.
I'll buy it. No, I'm saying I'm not.
Like I got it. I can talk about it.
Now. I'm not guaranteeing I'll love it.
Right. Oh no.
But we can try it out. Like
I think you will.
A man honestly, on the inside, and his name is Fozzy.
I think you'll like it a whole lot, honestly. Especially for people.
It's such a simple idea. It sounds. Like,
it I is, mean, and that's how you go thing, wrong. Like. You know? That adrenaline rush that you enjoy from games like Dark Souls and shit, it's fully on with a game like Battlegrounds, especially.
And what's great is that it'll be an even playing ground because nobody's really played it with a controller, so.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and you're right. That's totally because everyone has the same system and setup, you know? It's not like anyone's going to have any lag and shit.
We're starting out. We could be good at this, at least for the first week.
Yeah, we'll stream on Mixer and become world famous. It'll be perfect. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, maybe that'll happen next week. We'll see. We'll let you know if we get a chicken dinner right away.
Yes. I want that dinner.
It's not happening.
I want it.
I'm going to get one in the desert, and none of you fuckers can stop me.
Don't do that.
That's true.
But we don't believe it because none of us will be there.
All right, we'll be back next week. Fozzy, say goodnight.
Goodnight.